listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Another man I'm always too happy to talk to, especially on the occasion of a brand new year, is our friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, Kevin Freeman. Kevin is the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council. He is also the driving force behind a terrific new initiative, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. He is also a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy. Kevin, welcome back. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
We were just talking with Harold Rode about developments in the Middle East that have, it would appear, the potential to cause substantial unrest, if not downright severe disruption of the oil markets. You've been following the oil wars for some time. Talk a little bit about what you think is in prospect here.
Well, you know, this is the natural result. I guess it was a little over a year ago that I was at the first NSIC Institute training for financial advisors, and Claire Lopez was there from the center, as was Dr. John Lanchowski and General Jerry Boykin and Joe Schmitz, the former Inspector General, and they were sitting around talking about the policy shift that America had, how we've disfavored the Saudis and favored the Iranians, and what the implications were. And this was before it hit the news, before we had all these agreements and so forth. And one of the serious implications that we discussed was that if we do that, we will throw away one of our friendlier nations. I don't know that they're ultimately friends, but one of the friendlier nations, and we could cause a massive disruption to the oil supply, and that's something the markets aren't even imagining.
You've been tracking this very closely, Kevin. I think most of us have, to the extent that it's been of great benefit in terms of gas prices, but what is the real driving force behind what's caused the market to be so depressed in terms of price? And how could a conflict with the Iranians possibly translate into a very profound change in that situation?
It's frightening. It's all up for grabs. What initiated all of these oil wars is, I think, the Saudis saw us pulling away, and they decided, well, we'll just break. America's feeling independent because of the shale domestic fracking and shale industry, and so we'll just break the back of the shale industry. And they said it very publicly. And at the same time, we can hammer Iran and Russia. And so they just started pumping like crazy, and they've added between 1.5 and 2 million barrels a day to their production, which is the opposite of what they've traditionally done. When prices had gone down, the Saudis would pull out to pull back in, on production to maintain higher prices and thus maximize revenues, which is the economically intelligent thing for them to do. They've done the opposite. They've just ramped up production, and so the world is about 1.5 million barrels oversupplied per day, and the net result is we're awash in oil. And this is at a time in which the Iranians are about to bring some more oil back to the market, and their intention was to crater the U.S. shale industry.
Yeah, you're not just speculating about that. That's what they declared, as I recall, at an OPEC meeting early on in this process, right?
There is no doubt. That's exactly what they've declared. And to me, that is an act of economic warfare, and we should have responded to it. And we should have, but unfortunately, the nature of we're siding with the Iranians and so forth to help them bring their oil back to market, that's part of removing the sanctions and so forth, we're not looking at any national security interest in this.
Kevin, you've recently written on this subject, and I think it's a tremendously important point. I want to really hammer it home, and that is this idea that we are no longer national security minded. You've just given us a couple of examples of how we've been ignoring acts of economic warfare and otherwise behaving in a manner that puts us in a far greater degree of vulnerability than we might otherwise be. What do you think is causing this lack of clarity about the dangers the world still holds for us and the really very, very bad implications of this kind of policy approach for us?
Well, there's two things. There's arrogance, which leads to ignorance. We assume that the United States is a permanent fixture in the world and that we will always be the global leader, which, of course, is historically false. And the second thing is it's malicious. We have enemies of the United States that want to bring down our national security, and they're using our own means to do it. They will sell us rocket service so that if we want to put a satellite in space, that we have to go to the Russians to do it. Or they will offer coding services or offer cyber protection services out of Russian companies that are funded, or we'll help you with your internet, Alibaba out of China. The problem America needs to wake up to is that if you want and believe in religious liberty, then you need a national security mindedness. For example, immigration, as long as we continue to import people that will try and tear down religious liberty, not even allowing you the freedom of speech to speak out and say, I believe our trust and belief in God is superior to Allah, then you've lost religious liberty because you failed to look at the national security implications of immigration policy. And the same thing holds true in economic policy and the stock market. We're at risk in every major area and aspect of life that's important to us because we've forgotten the idea of national security.
I can't, unfortunately, say that you're wrong. To the contrary, I think you're absolutely right about this. And my prayer for 2016, Kevin Freeman, is that we see the American people awakening to this and recognizing the need for a fundamental course correction that will involve electing a new commander-in-chief who is clued up about these things and is going to adopt policies that will begin remedying the vulnerabilities that you've just described. Speaking of the stock market, Kevin, you follow it closely at Freeman Global. I wonder what your current reading is on what's been happening in the Chinese stock market in the past day or two, and how that's translating into potential disruption in our own market as well.
Well, I think that global investors were reacquainted with the reality that China is a communist country. It's not popular to say that in most circles, but it's factual, and that they've manipulated and controlled their stock market. They tell it how much it can go up and how much it can go down, and they play in it. And what happened is at the start of the year, some of their protections fell off, and they put new ones in place and said the market can only go down 7%. So what did the market do? It went down exactly 7%. And that created a wave, tidal wave, that went around the world and caused our market to have the worst January opening since 2008.
Hey, Kevin, this was a case where they intervened, as I understand it, to basically freeze the market. Do you anticipate that we'll see more of this kind of control or manipulation, if you will, of their stock market? And again, does this have a larger overlay of economic warfare to it as you see it?
Well, there's no doubt, because the last time the Chinese market dropped precipitously was last summer, and the immediate response was that there was a claim that we had caused that crash to happen in China as an act of economic warfare. And as I've put in my books, and we've talked about multiple times, the Chinese believe that crashing another nation's stock market is an ideal weapon. And if they proclaim that we've done this to them, then that sets them up and gives them the opportunity or excuse to respond in kind. And they know exactly how to do it through cyber or other means. And so we're in an economic war, and without a national security mindset, we are not prepared to defend our stock market, which means our 401k and our pension plans and people's retirement programs and college funds. And all of that is put at risk because we have forgotten national security.
Kevin Freeman knows whereof he speaks. He is, of course, a certified financial analyst and runs Freeman Global Holdings, the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin, we're very proud to have you as a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy as well. We look forward to working closely with you in 2016, and thank you for your time today. Next up, we'll be talking with Andy McCarthy, the former federal prosecutor. That and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.